This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Some of the world's most sought-after natural flavors come from plants that are very difficult to grow, or may only produce small amounts of the compounds we desire. Dr. Matt DeLeo with Ella Life Systems says molecular farming could change that by producing some of these compounds in crops that farmers already know how to grow at scale.
The reason why vanilla is a great example, you know, we all are very familiar with it, and it's actually an orchid that grows in the rainforest. And it's not even really grown in agriculture. And when you go to the grocery store, there's almost no real vanilla in any of those products, but there's a huge amount of vanilla flavored ones. And what that is that there's a single chemical. It's one of the main chemicals in vanilla. It's called vanillin. And you can make it really cheaply now using synthetic chemistry. And so everything in the grocery store that tastes like vanilla is pretty much this imitation vanilla molecule, as opposed to the extract and the spice section where it's $15 for a little vial. There's all these amazing, rich, healthy, delicious molecules that are just too expensive or too variable to really be put into the food products. And that's something that I think we can really address with molecular farming, because we can produce that exact same chemical in a crop like corn that we know how to produce at scale, and we know how to produce relatively inexpensively.
Hello's first product is a monk fruit sweetener molecule that can be grown in crops like watermelons. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.